Blog Talk Radio.
And you
good
never
morning,
know who you are. Go ahead.
Right. Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Marty Carey. Am I pronouncing your name right, Marty?
You are. Yes, you are. Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
And he wrote a book that I read about in the Times Union a few days ago. He wrote an inspirational book called Words from a Friend. And the way the whole process started is really, really amazing. So first of all, Marty, let's talk about your book.
Okay. My book is really, it's a compilation of 2 years of work. And it started by, I was in a depression. I was always into personal development, and I was in a bad place in my mind about 4 years ago. And writing became my daily therapy because I had known all of the things that I think my mind should be thinking, and I was in a really dark spot, which everybody gets to in their own lives. And as I mentioned to you before, I've been into personal development since I was 23 years old when I picked up my first book was an Anthony Robbins book, the famous life coach and motivational coach. And it sparked something in me at a young age, at 23, where I didn't know who I was and what I really wanted to do. And I kind of kept with it throughout the years. And then I got into reading the masters, you know, the people that we know that were the modern day masters, like Dr. Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and all of the greats, Don Miguel Ruiz and on, and right down to the philosophers, ancient philosophers like Lao Tzu and Confucius and Buddha and of course Jesus. And so for me, it's all the same thing. It's all love. And that's really what my book is about. It's a book about the power of love. And each day of 366 days shows you and tells you how the power of love and the energy of love can solve all of our problems on a much better and grander scale than our own ego and who we think we are and the personality that we've created and all of our, cultural leanings and things like that, where I wanted everybody to know that they have something inside them that can free them from all the garbage that they collect and hold on to in their lives. And the ability to let go only happens through the power of love and forgiveness and apology, including forgiving yourself, loving yourself, and all of the good things of the power of energy, positive energy.
Now, you started writing all your inspirational quotes on Facebook. Everything you wrote down was from your heart, correct?
Correct. Yes, everything I do, everything I wrote in my on Facebook was something that was going on in my life or around me at the time, on that day. So, you know, I practice being in the present moment as much as I can because that's where all our power to change lives. We can't change anything that happened in the past, and the future is unknown. So we can only work in the present moment. And what we do, the thoughts we think, the words we speak, and the actions we take in the present moment are the ones that create our world around us and our lives. And if we do it from the heart, our lives will be meaningful and purposeful, and we will grow in the way that God wants us to grow and has intended for us to grow. He doesn't expect us to be low and defeated and living a mediocre life. That's not what love intends for us. Love intends for us to be great because we come from greatness. God is love, and love itself is the highest energy that there is, that we possess and that we truly are in our eternal self. And that's really what my book is all about, is living from your eternal nature rather than this temporary personality that we create. You know, we can live from the heart, and it's a much more powerful way to spread love and light and help other people out of their own darkness. And I watch my mom and my grandmother do that every day of their lives. So I had an extremely awesome example from those two ladies in my life, and that's how I choose to live my own, so that their life example was spreading light. And now that I know that that's my purpose, I try and do that every day.
Now, when you decided to do this, when you decided to first put something on Facebook, how'd you feel about it? Were you a little nervous? Were you excited? Share your thoughts
about
you.
Nervous for sure. Well, listen, I was born and raised in Troy, and I was a Lansingburg High School boy. So, you know, getting your tail busted and busting other people's tails was the name of the day. So when all of my friends who knew me as the happy-go-lucky jokester, class clown type of guy that I am in my everyday life, that's really how I choose to spread light, is through humor for the most part, and then certainly through my inspirational writings. And, of course, I've gone, what are they going to think? They're going to think I'm some kind of weird holy roller, and that's what I write in my book. But I said, you know, in order for you to be free in life and feel that freeness, you have to expose yourself and be willing to be vulnerable. And that's what everybody, that's what inspires other people, to be able to tell their stories and live from their light, because they live for what other people think rather than who they came here to be. And that's true freedom anyway, is to come here and live who you came here to be from your light, and to spread that, because that's what really helps the world, is spreading your light rather than your negativity and your darkness.
So when you started posting on Facebook about things that came from your heart, things that you felt were important, did people comment, make statements and say, gee, you helped me today, this is great, you changed my life? Did that happen to you?
It happened to me every day. Every day I felt whatever I was writing for someone. And not maybe everybody, but someone, what I was writing needed to hear that for that day. And that's usually who I heard from. And I've heard from people tell me I've one page that I've written helped them to release something that they've held on to for 30 years. And for me, I go, that message was for them. And yet all the messages fit everybody, because we all have the same emotions and we all struggle with the same things, whether it's lack or loss or limited thinking. We all struggle to try and grow, and we grow through the struggle, but we can also grow by intentionally planting and sowing seeds of light and love in our lives each and every day. And that's really where the true growth comes from, because we're helping other people to shine their light and help and pass it on and pay it forward, so to speak. So, you know, that is, you know, my people that I admire the most in the world are the people who just go around spreading their light, and they do it so naturally. And they don't realize how much they are affecting the people around them. And conversely, the people that are going around defeated and low and lacking, they don't know how they're affecting the people around them too. They're carrying something that pushes people away, and they don't realize that they're doing it, because this is all they know. And those are the people I'm really trying to help, is the people that don't know what they don't know. And when they do know it, they can start to practice it and see the results in their lives.
So from Facebook posts, according to the newspaper article, you had a really interesting experience on getting Facebook posts into a book. That's a great story. Can you share it with us?
Yeah, and you know, it's the story my wife never wants me to tell, but it's exactly how it happened. When my wife and I met when we were probably about 19 years old, I mean, we had known each other. She was a Catholic High girl. And she dated a big LaSalle football player who also lived in Lanceyburg, John Connery. And John and I didn't know each other real well, but right after they broke up, Jan and I started dating, and John just didn't like what was going on, and he didn't like me very much. And I'd never considered myself to have anybody that was really, you know, was my enemy, because I really was a guy that liked to go out and make friends wherever I went, even at a young age. And so turns out, you know, years later, I go, well, he doesn't like me, the whole thing. But years later, you know, 30 years later, I started writing these posts, and I received a friend request from John out of the blue. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's a friend requesting me. And at first one, I ignored. I have to admit, I ignored it. I go, what? And so about, you know, shortly after, he friended me again. And I said, universe is trying to tell me something here. So I accepted his friend request, and he started reading my posts, and he said, oh my God, Marty, he goes, your posts are amazing. And I've been showing them to my wife, Pam, and she is the president of a small publishing company here in independent publisher in Ohio. And she publishes wellness books, and she publishes children's books and inspirational books and heartfelt books. So your stuff is right up her alley. Would you be interested in sending her out some of your your Facebook posts? And I said, I would. And so I printed off, 2 years worth of posts and sent them to her. And it was my so-called manuscript. And her partners fell in love with it and, wanted to publish it. And so that's how my book got published. And they are just dynamite women. I have to say, I have really dynamite women around me, wherever I am. And I call them my work wives, but they keep me on track, and they have all the talents that I don't possess to bring all this together. And I always say, you're never successful all on your own. The success comes from your relationships. And in this case, it's absolute, came from relationships, and certainly one I didn't think that I had. I now have a friendship with my wife's old boyfriend and his wife, and we've been out to dinner together, and it's just been wonderful. So that's how I got published.
A lot of people, older people, when I say older, I mean like baby boomers, who lived, a good majority of their life without all of the new technology. So they kind of poo-poo it and say, Facebook is not for me, this is not for me, I don't think I could ever do it. But what you just said is so powerful, the opportunity to connect with somebody who you would not meet on the street corner or walking to the supermarket.
Absolutely.
The internet is truly amazing. If you go on the internet for positive change, I think it can be created, and you certainly have created it.
Well, thank you. I always say that. There's so much negativity on Facebook, and people poo-poo it, like you said, because of that. And it's like, it becomes like mindless television after a while. You're just scrolling to see if there's anything that you're interested in. And there's lots of positive motivational memes that go on Facebook, but I don't think they ever get into the nitty-gritty of why. And the people like to know the whys. Why should I be more positive? Why bother trying to grow? And that's really what I want to affect people to say. It's like there's so much more to life than you may even know. And that's what I want you to know, is that once I started listening to Wayne Dyer and all of these great authors, I go, why doesn't everyone know this? Why doesn't everyone know this? And why isn't it said to people like this? Even religion doesn't spell it out and didn't spell it out to me. I grew up Catholic and certainly loved the Catholic Church and all that, but it didn't explain it to me the way that my heart heard it through these other ways. And I wanted it to be explaining the power of love to the common man like me, because I consider myself the common man. The simple guy that wants to know the truth. What about the truth that you get rid of all of the dogma that's out there and all of the other stuff, and just give me what the power of love is all about? Tell me in layman's terms how I can utilize this in my life to improve my life and the lives of those around me. That's my mission.
Now, how long has your book been available to the public?
Since October 18th, it's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I'm going to be doing a book signing at one of our Focus Master studios. It's on Hoosick Street in Troy next Thursday night, March 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m. And our Focus Master studio is another thing, is our fitness company. I'm one of the owners of the Old Daily Catering Company in Crooked Lake House in Avril Park. And that's, I've been in the hospitality business since I was 16 years old. And I'm partnered with two great guys, Jim Pettit and Gene Coletti, who also own. Gene started the Old Daily Restaurant in Troy in 75 when he was 20 years old. So I'm surrounded by really, really hard chargers when it comes to entrepreneurism. And I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to create things that people really love and bring, some fun or some light or some purpose to their lives. And so I've been doing that. I've been an inventor since I can remember. And I've had a few products out, and one of the products we created was this Focus Master machine. It's a kickboxing machine my partner Jim and I invented in 1994. And we've been selling it to the martial arts and boxing world for 20 years. And we incorporated it into a 30-minute workout over the last 5 years that's become extremely popular in our area. and we actually won a national TV show with Jillian Michaels last year called Sweat Inc. It was on Spike TV, and we competed against 26 other fitness entrepreneurs from around the country with their workouts and their workout gear, and we won. And so we won a big prize, and we won a contract with a big gym chain called Retro Fitness, and our workout is going around the globe. We have our workout going on in South Africa, in Australia, all around the country, and in other gyms. And so it's been a terrific, terrific ride as an entrepreneur. And I now these days I consider myself more of a spiritual entrepreneur, because I want to make sure that whatever I do brings happiness to people, including our hospitality business, restaurants. And we're opening a new restaurant in Schenectady called Daly's on Yates in May, down on Yates Street. It's walking distance to Proctor's. It's going to have an outside patio and fire pits and all the fun stuff that we do. And then we're opening another restaurant in the basement area of the Crooked Lake House next year. It's going to be a 1930s themed steakhouse with outside patios and outside decks. You can eat on the lake and lots of fun stuff. So all of this has only been possible by living what I write about in the book. And my partners feel the same way, is that I basically told the story of how we grew as a company in that book and how you can grow personally. And I hope to write many more.
What I find so interesting about it, and if it hadn't been for social media, do you think you would not have gotten as far as you have, as far as your writings?
Yes, it's so true, because on social media you get feedback, and when you realize that you're helping people, it hits you in a different place. It hits you in a purposeful place. And my book is called Words from a Friend, a daily guide to a purposeful life. It is a daily guide to living on purpose and with intention, rather than just letting the winds of life take you where, willy-nilly. You have an intentional direction that you're taking, and you're living with the purpose of giving rather than being a taker. You're giving your light. You're giving in positive thoughts, and you're giving positive words and praise, and you're helping people that way. And you can infuse that into everything that you do. And that's what we do at Focus Master. That's what we do at Old Daily. And that's what we do anytime we decide we're going to try something, a new adventure. We do it as a group. And my book is no exception. My partners are involved with the book as well. And we kind of move as one positive force, and we hope to bring good things, that's kind of the people that we are. And that's the kind of people that you should surround yourself with, is positive minded, forward moving people.
So if anybody wants to purchase your book, they can do so on Amazon, you said, and Barnes & Noble. But,
yep, Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
And through bookstores around here. Name the bookstores that your book is
It's not on the shelves yet, and that's where really my readers have come in, because what happens with Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and this is a new world for me, is that once you start gaining some popularity, they'll start to put your books on the shelves. So really, I've only been at it for about 3 or 4 months now, and they're starting to really take a look at the book because it's been doing so well. So I'm hoping it gets on the shelves of the big stores sometime soon. And I'm going to be doing some book signings at some bookstores, and one of them I hope to do is the one down in Troy, right on the Point. And that's a nice little bookstore. And I love the little independent bookstores as well, because, they're the backbone of where people like to go in and read and have a cup of coffee. So I'd like to do some signings in some of the smaller bookstores as well.
So if you, if people want to get in contact with you, how can they do so?
They can email me at MartyCuryAuthor@gmail.com, or they can message me. I have an author's page on Facebook, which I do daily writing on. So if you want to see some of my daily writing, go on my Facebook page, and even my personal Facebook page I write inspiration on too, just because, I want to make sure that people get to see it. So once you hook up with me on Facebook, feel free to message me, and if I can type some nice words from a friend to help you move forward in some way, I love to do that. So
Marty, this has been great, and I look forward to talking with you again. You've been listening to Marty Curie on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Marty, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cynthia.